The Art Space El Paso lofts in downtown El Paso are almost done, and in the interest of recruiting artist tenants, Art Space has been holding a series of informational sessions throughout the city. Here to tell us more about the building and project timeline, life in the lofts, and how you can become a tenant are Sarah White and Joe Butler from Art Space. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's so exciting to see it actually go up. First, it looked like an idea. It's like, oh, artist housing on a dirt lot. Okay, cool. And then, oh, artist housing going up really, really fast and looking awesome. What does that feel like to you all?
It's very exciting. I'm based in Minneapolis and Joe is in New Orleans. And so, you know, I come up about once a month and it's like, bam, there's a building.
That's
it's
crazy.
Pretty exciting. Yeah. It feels really good. And it feels great to be working in El Paso. It's such a vibrant community with wonderful artists. And we just feel really fortunate with how we've been embraced by the community. It's been really wonderful. And also want to give a shout out to the El Paso Community Foundation and their support, as well as the city of El Paso, really key to bringing Art Space to El Paso.
Tell us about Art Space. What is it for those that don't quite know
sure.
yet?
Well, Art Space is a nonprofit organization, and we consider ourselves the nation's leading real estate developer for the arts. We work on designing and planning and constructing physical space that can serve arts communities. All of our projects are affordable. Housing is financed through housing tax credits, so it's permanently affordable housing with a preference for artists and their families. Additionally, our commercial spaces are also purposefully affordable so that we can support small businesses and creative businesses that otherwise might have barriers to entry to operating a business. So a lot of our commercial space, you see a lot of really great nonprofit arts organizations, nonprofits serving the community, or just small creative businesses. So we have a really great portfolio of commercial tenants, as well as really great mix of tenants living in our buildings too. So Art Space got its start close to 35 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, we were started sort of as a clearinghouse for artists that were getting displaced from the Minneapolis Warehouse District and in St. Paul. And we were started by the Minneapolis Arts Commission as a way to help these displaced artists find new affordable spaces as they were getting displaced from whatever their prior situation was. And over time, what Art Space staff was seeing was the same artists kept coming back because they kept getting displaced as neighborhoods across the city were gentrifying. And so it's kind of a time-old tale of the artists come in and make a neighborhood cool and then get priced out. And so through those early years, we just really saw that there was a deep need for permanently affordable space for artists and arts organizations. And then in the late 80s, I think 1986, they did the tax code reform, and that's when they created the housing tax credit program. By that time, we were ready to make that leap from advocate to developer. And so we really use the housing tax credits and historic tax credits as key financing tools to make artist housing happen.
And you're in El Paso right on time as our downtown is being redeveloped.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Our artists could stand to lose their homes and lofts in existing buildings now. The housing is here just in time.
Yeah, I think that the Art Space El Paso Lofts has a tremendous potential to be a really impactful project. One, it serves as a fantastic gateway into downtown with really great design, really great mix of businesses, sort of activating that corner that's been sort of a dead space for a long time. And it's bringing more residents into downtown, which will only enhance the vitality of downtown. And as you mentioned, it's providing permanently affordable space for artists and creative businesses and arts organizations. So even if and even as the neighborhood could potentially gentrify, there's that permanently affordable space there that we hope will serve as a gathering point within the arts community for downtown.
So where are we? How soon are we ready for artists to move in, and how does that process work?
We are about, you know, almost 80% complete, and we anticipate finishing up with a construction activity in November and moving our first tenants in December.
Wow,
and
that's so fast.
Yeah, that's right around the corner. So that's why we're having, you know, Joe and I are doing these info sessions and trying to connect with as many organizations and artists as possible. We're doing what I call pre-leasing work, getting the word out on or about August 15th. We're releasing the rental application, and then we'll start accepting those applications September 1. And so Joe and I, along with our property management company, UAH Property Management, are working on some application assistance and additional info sessions coming up around mid-August. So as the application becomes available, there's support for people that might need help with the income certification process, putting all their documents together. So definitely, if you know you want to apply, check out our website. We have a lot of great information there. It's artspace.org/El Paso. On our website, you can sign up for our email contact list. If you go to our website, you know, artspace.org/El Paso, you page down to the bottom of the screen, you'll see a little Get Property Updates phrase at the bottom of the website. Just click on that and you can sign up for our interest list. And so as new info sessions are coming online, we do a constant contact email blast to everyone who signed up, and that's a really great way to stay in touch with new info sessions as they're being planned and promoted by us. We also have a Facebook presence, so you can go ahead and look us up on Facebook and like us and follow us that way too.
And what's life like in the lofts?
Well, I think one of the things that makes us most proud about our work is that we say artist, and we use that in the broadest terms possible. We aren't specifically looking for visual artists or dancers or musicians, but instead we consider folks who are cultural bearers and presenters of traditional arts just as equally acceptable for the buildings. And we think that that mix of individuals helps build a cultural and creative kind of alliance and energy throughout the building. And so what we get is folks who may not have thought that their arts were related to each other being able to kind of cross-pollinate and develop new relationships. So our buildings become spaces where folks who are interested in what arts mean to culture and what culture means to survival and what those things together are as community can come together and share different ideas. We also have lots of spaces where folks can work on projects together, have meetings together, and just sort of interact with a common theme being a creative force in the building, a creative force in their communities. So it's a lot like most other apartment buildings, but I think that it's different in that it's very intentional. We also have a calendar of intentional events that helps folks get together. There's also a real sense of sort of community leadership in terms of making decisions for how the buildings actually operate. Mm-hmm. It's a unique environment and one that we're very happy to invite many, many different kinds of people into. Being a part of the building doesn't mean that your art is going to be judged or juried. There's no part of the application in which someone values the quote-unquote quality of your art. But instead, it's about your commitment to the project and to the process and to your life as a creative. And El Paso clearly has deeply, deeply rooted cultural community. And mm-hmm. so I think this is going to be a perfect fit for El Paso, and El Paso is going to be a great learning opportunity, will continue to be a great learning opportunity for ArtSpace.
You touched on something important, and it's that your peers are looking at your application.
Interestingly, the selection process for residents involves a portion in which you're interviewed by other members of the arts community. And again, you're asked to bring in a sample of your work. Some folks show up and play guitar and sing a song. Others bring photographs. We have folks who actually do things specifically for the interview. But essentially what the interviewer is trying to establish is your commitment to your craft. And the fact that your peers also see you as an artist. And
right,
someone
it's not about, I don't like this, I like this. It's more about,
exactly.
Is this person into what they're doing?
Right. And there are no questions that ask, that try to judge whether or not your art is quote-unquote good. The point is that you are living as a creative, working as a creative, and understand that residing in an art-based building means being a part of an intentional community, that there's going to be a part of life in the building which requires you to participate as an artist and interact with others. So we're very proud of that we're not taking a position of judging the value of someone's art, but instead providing space and opportunities for folks who have always been committed to art. And in fact, many of our residents don't earn all of their income from Walmart. So it's perfectly acceptable to be a teacher who is also an artist or have another job, but art is one of the prime forces in your life. One of the reasons why we, in fact, have our buildings is so that we can encourage folks and allow folks to spend more time on their arts because they're having to spend less time figuring out money for housing.
Once again, what is the website?
Sure, it's artspace.org/El Paso. From that page, you can sign up for our email contact list. There's also a lot of other information on the website, too. So there's rent and income limits. That's posted there. We've got all the amenities that are in the building described. We've got floor plans for the 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units. The amenities include, you know, we have a workshop space, shared gallery space that the residents can program. That's on the ground floor. We also have commercial spaces. We've got about 5,000 square feet of ground floor commercial space. We've got, ground floor laundry room, management leasing offices, some off-street parking. The entire building is designed with artists' preferences for space needs in mind. So the corridors are a little wider, so they can double as additional gallery space. All of these surfaces are solid surfaces, so there's no carpet. So, you know, if you're a painter or, you know, have some sort of messy art form, you have to worry about the carpet
floor,
and being ruined and replaced when you moved out. Doorways are a little wider. The elevator cabs are a little larger to facilitate, you know, moving equipment in and out of the unit. We have high ceilings, larger windows to bring in, you know, natural light and a sense of spaciousness within the unit.
Making it conducive
to the creative process. Yeah, and the, you know, floor plans are intentionally designed to be loft-like and open so that an artist can move in and have really maximum flexibility with how they set up their in-home studio space. Our units are designed to be a little larger. Typically, they're, you know, 100 to 200 square feet larger than what you might find in the private market or in more traditional affordable housing, and that's so the artist can have in-home studio space. They don't have to budget the additional expense of an out-of-home studio as part of their household budget. So all these great features, you know, that are really designed to be supportive of the arts community that we'll call the building home.
And please remember to check out Why Artspace Matters. That's a fun video that brings forth comments from a lot of the folks who are current Artspace residents and shows you about insides of lots of our buildings. And so it's a great add-on to understand some of the personality and people life inside of our buildings. Thank you so much for having us. It's been awesome.
Thank you so much for coming
to
State of the Arts. And if you're interested in moving into the Artspace Lofts, check them out online, sign up for their updates, and keep an eye out for that application process because it's going to open here in August. So again, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts, and good luck on Artspace. It's such a great project.
Thank you for having us.
You.
It's been great. Thank
Pleasure.
You.
Pleasure.